I'm going to call it a privilege, but I have the privilege of looking like a typical survivor in this space, or what's kind of been perpetuated by media. So like white, blonde hair, blue eyes. Like when I was younger, I was very fortunate to have different agencies and supports really reach out and try and help me. Whereas I have friends who are survivors who are Black and Indigenous. The completely opposite experience, completely opposite. And we know that Black and Indigenous individuals and women are the most likely to be trafficked and make up the greatest percentage of people who've been trafficked. Whether or not people identify as survivors is totally their choice. But look for the people who don't look like me, is what I would say, and speak to those people, what I think would be my recommendation to agencies.